quite some time on the subject of the Christian ministry. In fact, I believe today will be our 12th discourse on this so far. And about our third one with regard to the qualifications of the ministry. Before we go into that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do indeed once again thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for giving us men to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, and men to be bishops, superintendents, pastors over the flock of God. Again, we pray that you would raise up godly and honorable men. Men who, if need be, would hazard, we believe some have hazarded their lives for the cause of Christ. We believe we know men in this generation that have even hazarded their lives for the cause of Christ. Raise up faithful men, men of honesty, men of integrity, men of dedication, men of purpose, men that are according to the truth of your word. And help us, Father, to be such for those who have been called. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. As we have stated before, we say again that it is the responsibility of each member of the congregation to be so well instructed and in the Word of God that they might know who is biblically qualified to be a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read a couple of Sundays ago from 1 Timothy chapter 3. We read today from Titus chapter 1. And these two chapters, there are another place in Timothy, but these two chapters primarily 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, but these two chapters primarily outline the qualifications of a gospel minister. This is not the idea. This is not what a minister would be ideally. These are the qualifications. And in these, and one place in 2 Timothy that I've gotten, but in these two chapters alone, you find over 25 qualifications for the gospel minister. And it is incumbent upon each member to know what these qualifications are and if a man meets the qualifications or not. Now, it doesn't mean that a man will be perfectly faultless in every respect. There may be some areas where he needs to grow some. There are